This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this is the crossover brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every single day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com to learn more. Evan Giddings, in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Mark Willard, Dan Dibley. What's up, boys?
Well, I'm getting a little jealous over here because Goo is starting to knock on my door with the weight loss.
Down 20.
He's down 20. I lost 25. And, I might have put one or two back on. And so your boy's about to catch me and pass me. And so I may have to, hunker down here and see if I can't slip off into the 5 to 10 just to stay ahead of you.
Yeah, and while I'm hurt, Willard, this will be the only time I reference it. I had a speech, a victory speech, ready for knockout, and Abundant Life Weight Loss was going to get all the love in the world, and that's what hurt. I wasn't able to do it, but I'll do it now. They've been a life changer. But I'm fired up, and I'm not done.
No, you look great. Yeah. And I was actually up in the booth with Evan trying to do an hour, and I did 8 minutes because you couldn't survive. But as I was watching you, and
there's some joke in there somewhere.
I mean, no doubt about it. Willard knows it.
Just chewing and doing it. That's where the payoff should be. If you two are only lasting 8 minutes, when you're looking for an hour.
Better.
Dude, seriously, you can last longer. But as you were walking up the stairs, I was watching you. You were dejected. And I was like, man, he's sad, but he's skinny.
So, I appreciate it.
No Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, no.
Dude,
oh,
no
God.
More. No, no more.
Yeah. It's never been.
I don't know if you saw SNL 50. I've been watching it in pieces. Like, before we go to bed, my wife
will
fall
asleep. This whole season, right?
Well, I thought it was just a one-time tribute.
Eddie Murphy was there.
Murphy
it was incredible.
Did Tracy Morgan, and he was incredible.
He was Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
More Tracy Morgan than
dude,
Tracy Morgan.
How did he nail that?
He was so good.
They did the Black Jeopardy.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the way he was doing the diction and the mannerisms and the whole
dude,
thing.
Dude, he nailed he that incredible. One. That might be some of his best work, Will.
It was pretty funny. And I actually put that out on Twitter, and a bunch of people were like, oh, no, Guru's the real Tracy Morgan. And I was like, no, not anymore. Not the
please.
New slim guy.
No. Don't say that.
I don't have a nose like that, Willard.
Yeah,
he
anyhow. Yeah. Post car crash. Anyhow.
I'm still stuck on you. You had a victory speech for knockout.
Oh, it was ready.
That's why you get knocked out. I'm trying to tell you this.
I had to burn
I'm in it for the wrong reason.
I want your whole being next year to just be
you know what?
One phrase.
You got it.
Your one phrase for you next year.
You got
year.
It.
I don't care.
Oh, right. No.
That's
survive in advance.
That's what's happening.
Survive
I'm
advance.
Too thirsty.
You came in thirsty.
Yeah.
I walked in.
It's real, dude.
I hadn't even gotten two steps in the arena yet, and Bonte's up in my face, and the lovely Christie's like, y'all playing for second place today. Little did he know I did get second place. I'm like, dog, chill.
Yeah.
Just don't
care.
Don't care. If you don't care, then you'll be there. Okay? That's going
to
be your
Willard, we got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, what I do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I mean, if you want to do this, you can.
I'm going to do it for you.
Okay, all right.
I have a feeling I know what this is about.
He went to a certain restaurant yesterday. It was Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it was 2 for $5. They charged him full price, and the buddy he was at the restaurant with told him, go back up there and get it fixed. Why? And he didn't do it. And I'm mad at him.
What is that a bone to pick with me? What the hell do I got to do with that? I'm trying to ease it.
That's your deal. And now I'm coming to you.
So wait. I want to make sure I get it straight.
Okay, I get it straight.
You went to a restaurant.
Yes, I did.
And it's 2 for Tuesday. You got tacos. Mm-hmm. You got overcharged.
Yeah.
And then you knew it. Yeah. And you wouldn't go get it. How much did you get charged?
One and a half times. Or basically, I just didn't get the deal for Taco Tuesday. I got the gringo tax, is what my friend told me.
Okay, so instead of $5, you pay what?
Shout out the mission. $7 or $8. Okay. Yeah.
He's in the mission, no doubt.
Yeah, so, it's across the street. The point is, I like this establishment. I go there for tacos all the time. I know now, and I didn't really mind, honestly, giving them my money because... Yeah, they're a local place, and they make really good. Oh my God, they make really good autobata.
Fairly,
but you got to speak up for yourself.
No.
I thought that's what I represent in your life.
Well, but you know me. I mean, a little more soft spoken. Plus, again, I was catching W's on the chessboard, so I wasn't really worried about what my friend was telling me.
That's a personal choice.
Okay.
For $2 or $3.
So on top of that,
he didn't want to stretch out his legs for $2 or $3. Now you're going to get mad at me because he came on my Zoom last night and you didn't? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm not mad, Will.
Good.
I'm shocked.
I was like, what?
He had to refer to you as professor, and yeah. I get that with the kids.
Ah, gotcha.
But did Ed, you had to make him do that? Okay, that's one.
On his Zoom.
Nothing.
Yeah, but then I go, right? He goes, yes.
I go, what kind of gift card did, because I know you, father named Tom. I'm like, what kind of gift card or what did he give you? You know, for doing the appearance.
Give me a damn chance. Now you ruined it. It's 1:52 the next day.
But I'm right, though. I knew he was going to compensate you. That's the Willard I know.
Maybe that would be right.
Yeah, the compensation
Maybe that's all he's going to get. Maybe I wasn't, but either way, you ruined it.
Okay, my
ruined
bad.
It.
But he shocked me. I know, what did Willard get to?
I already owe him a beer.
Okay, yeah,
well, maybe I get him, too.
All right, you know.
Let me just ask this for the listener.
I'm a cheap date.
How long were you on the Zoom?
Oh, here we go.
A half hour?
Yeah, 25,
30. Half hour?
No, because if it's like a, 12-minute, whatever, because all of us do, like, hey, this is Jimmy in Pittsburgh. Can you come? Of course, I'll come on your show. 12 minutes, and, maybe we'll call you Filippone, and we'll have you do 12 minutes back.
It's the same idea, though.
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
And,
it's asking for some of your time.
Yes. Right, 30 minutes is kind of about the breaking point where if it's more than 30,
I'm looking for
a $20 gift card. You know what I mean?
When Steve Kerr joins us, he can tell when we get to 25 minutes now.
Okay.
You can tell his answers are like, yep.
How are you guys playing? We're playing well.
Well, what happens is he opens the sliding glass door and he lets the dogs in.
Exactly.
And so the dogs start, rah, 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 rah. Guys, I got to control these animals.
You got him today?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be in a great mood.
You might have time today.
Yeah.
I'm very, very thankful to you, Evan.
Yeah.
No. And I will take care of you. And Evan and Whitley.
Right. I was about to bring Whitley.
They did great.
That's an hour deal.
If I start paying for everybody who speaks to my class, I'm going to be paying for this class more than they pay me. But anyway.
I don't think Goo was mad that he didn't ask him. But, it's like.
I just assumed that's my guy Willard.
Well,
class personified.
But I didn't say yes, expecting him to pay me, though. You're talking to college students, and I was explaining to him before. It's like I didn't get a chance to be, journalism major, have a chance to talk to any media members. Not that I consider myself a high one, but it's like he gives these kids a lot of opportunities that I didn't have, and I just think it's pretty damn cool. Plus, they're also coming to Chase Center, and so we get to meet them actually in person.
Well, that was actually kind of the point. Like, I wanted some people who are over at Chase Center on a night-in and night-out basis to kind of help show them the ropes or give them some guidance.
Now, that one might cost you.
I'm not having you do any tours of Chase Center because, by the way, I don't even think any of us are qualified yet.
Yeah,
I would probably run them into a janitorial closet and we'd all get locked in. But anyway, my point is that's why they came on, is because this class is coming to the game on Saturday.
Yeah, love it.
And Evan and Whitley know how to go about covering a game over at Chase and what they look for and what they do and all that. So, yeah, the Warriors deserve a big old thank you
and
for
this. And you do this yearly. Yeah, yeah. That's why I love it.
We do this every year.
I think last year, if I'm getting to the Spurs, I thought.
Well, last year got canceled last minute, but I think it was, I think it might have been the Spurs the year before that.
I got you.
Whatever it was. And then in the spring, we'll do it with the Giants.
All right.
Which is
nice.
Which is why more people sign up for fall than spring.
Can I share with you what
it's
I'm
funny,
trying
to You talk about, win. Like, tour of Chase Center, because after the knockout, I'm going out to grab a little bite before we do our show, and it's me, Shasky, Lubman, and I think Lucas was also with us. No, maybe not. It was somebody else. And
Spadoni.
Thank you. It was Spadoni.
Yeah, because he
and, you
texts.
Know, we're running material, and you know, we go up an escalator, we turn right, we go down some stairs, we go through two corridors, and finally Shasky's like, excuse me, can you help us get out of here? How do we get to the garage?
How do we get to Thrive City?
Dude,
I swear to God.
It was a whole thing, and it was reminding me of me and you and me and whoever else I've ever been with in that building. If you are in the bowels down low, you can't get out.
Yeah, dude, Dibs and I ended up on a stairwell to the roof with like nothing
locked door.
Locked doors behind us.
No, I got it.
I don't even know why this place exists.
Yeah, no doubt.
Why am I on this staircase?
Yep.
It was like the Winchester Mystery House. I'm like, this staircase goes to a wall. And the door locks behind you. I don't know how. I don't even remember how we got out of there.
There's all these random corridors, too.
It was Bonte.
We bumped into Bonte. Excuse me, Mr. Hill. Can you help us?
Holy crap.
And he's like, here's Bruno, the usher. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
It's amazing, man.
Bonte, the OG. And he got us out of there.
That's right. He did.
Yeah.
Yep.
And knockout, it was kind of a similar vibe. So you're talking about having Evan give guided tours. Lots of luck, kids, because you never know.
I'm pretty familiar with the place now. It's not quite Pan's Labyrinth. After like a season, you get into, all right, where am I based on the seating charts and the first and top floors? But it took a while because there is legitimately a lot of random quarters that take you to the same place. It's just a different way to get there.
Oh, my goodness.
So until like actual Chase people have taken me to each of the different spots, I would have had no clue where I'm going.
Over or under covering 12 and a half games before you can get to the media workroom with confidence?
Depending on who you are, the over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's a big place,
I'm so thrilled that I can find it now. I still get happy when I get in there every time. Oh,
it all looks the same.
Anyway,
thank you. Unlike the Warriors.
Yeah. Thank you for last night.
Of course.
Yeah,
that was fun.
You guys
and
were
speaking
awesome.
Of which, last night, Steph Curry, and I told Evan this, I've been trying to hammer the point home. I've been missing the point. Missing the nail. If there were no score box and you didn't know what was going on, but your only gauge was Steph and his mannerisms and that smile, are we all shocked that it's back so fast? Because to me, if you tell me they're going to the finals, I'm in the line. Like, I'm watching him. He is really the true metric of, I used to get triple and blitzed. He's in a good spot, and so are they. That's all I'm going to. And he put on another show. It feels like Barcelona again. Every game is the Orlando game. They needed every three, but I'm looking at Steph like Michael Jackson is back.
Well, he's not carrying the same weight anymore. He doesn't have to carry the same weight. And if you look at his line scores, his box scores before the Jimmy Butler trade, when he shot 31 times, 35 times, he felt like that he had to do everything. He didn't have help. And, Kuminga was out, your primary second scorer, and Wiggins was, being Wiggins, which is
floating.
Yeah, kind of floating, a little bit of that weak side vibe. And beyond that, you had no real scoring help, and Pods was trying to get healthy and all the rest of it. And now you get Jimmy Butler, a legitimate, give me the ball, and I'm going to do some things kind of a player. And I think about the big dagger moment last night where it's a loose ball, and Draymond gets it, and he whips it to Jimmy at 2 feet. And Jimmy doesn't even think about trying to score. He gets it, and he goes whoop, right out to Steph, and Steph's got nobody within 15 feet, and he just catches it, and Steph takes his time, and he rises up, and he hits the dagger, and those moments of knowing what you need to do and knowing how to play basketball, I think, has taken a lot of the burden off of Steph Curry.
I think those plays, to me, there are the sign that there is something special here, because the only time that the Warriors play with, and some people call it chaos, I've seen like some football managers called organized spontaneity. Like when you're playing with control in an uncontrollable possession, you know that you're cooking with something. And the fact that the ball was exactly where it needed to be off of a broken play. I mean, Draymond grabs the ball loose and then ends up with Jimmy right out to Curry. when the Warriors are at their best, those are the possessions that seemingly tend to happen for them, and the ball ends up in the right person's hands at the right time. Like, that's why, yeah, it was the dagger of the game, but it felt like it was going to culminate in some moment like that. And those kinds of, I don't know, just unpredictable finishes, they've been more frequent than ever this season. I would say the last 2.5 seasons, we don't really see those kind of chaotic possessions end up benefiting the Warriors. And that's why, to Guru's point, like, I would be sipping the Jimmy juice.
You want to do the thingamabob and then we can keep on going?
Thank you, Professor.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7.
I love it.
You're listening to 95.7, the game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First Rocal Credit Union.
This is just some crazy cockroach stuff that's going on, man. I am so excited by the fact that, like, and I don't know where it's going. I don't know what, like, it looks like they're going to make the playoffs.
But it's different.
I don't know if it's going around
Mark,
two,
it's different,
three,
though.
And I don't even want to get into that yet. I don't want to get into where is it going to end up, because to me, that's jumping past all of the fun stuff. Like, one thing that we can definitively say already, without getting into where did it all end up, meaningful basketball is back. We're here. And meaningful basketball is here. And many, if not most of us, clearly thought at the beginning of this year that that idea was ridiculous. That idea was absurd, that actual meaningful basketball that matters in May and even potentially June is back. And that's why I call it cockroach stuff. This is the second time that the Warriors have found a way to rebirth themselves after they're supposed to be long dead. And so that, to me, what an incredible gift.
I just called it that before you guys came in.
Absolutely.
Gift.
To anybody who follows Warrior basketball, I don't know where this is going, but the fact that this is happening right now is just, it's an incredible gift. Because it's absurd.
It is.
There's no way it should be going like this.
Answer's in the building. How about that?
The Remember answer's now in the building.
That man.
Yep. Now we know what building he was in. He was in Florida.
That's amazing.
He was in Florida.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, waiting for somebody to come get him.
It can't be. I can't wait. Steve Kerr's gonna be on in 28 minutes.
Right.
I cannot wait to dive deeper into. I know what the surface answers have been about Jimmy. He's a connector. Yeah. He's a perfect fit, and all this. I don't care how perfect you are. It's not supposed to be this easy.
Can you ask him about this? We had Brandon Pajemski on earlier, and I thought that there was a goal set by Coach Kerr earlier. I just threw it at Pods, and apparently there's a new goal.
Yeah, I think the sixth seed was the bare minimum expectation, the staff from us after the trade deadline. And obviously we're here now. We're like 3 games behind the Rockets for the 5 spot. And the 3 seed, I think, is only 4.5 or 5 away. And so we got the whole month of March and a little bit of April left. It does have, we got an easy strength schedule in the Western Conference left. And the teams above us got to play each other a couple of times. So someone's going to lose. And, you know, thankfully, Houston, we have the tiebreaker with them. I think we maybe have Memphis tiebreaker. I'm not sure. You know, we're just trying to get as high as we can. The higher we can get, the more home games we can get in the playoffs. That's the goal.
He jumped from the 5 to the 3.
Yeah.
Well, the 3 feels a little far-fetched to me still, but the 4 doesn't. Memphis, Jaren Jackson's out.
Yeah.
And they've lost 3 in a row. And Houston's been wobbly for a little while now.
Lost again last night.
Yeah. And how about the Clippers gagging in Phoenix? Well, I mean, there's just a lot of things.
They got a game tonight, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of things twisting their way. But I just, again, I caution against, like, jumping 2-3 weeks down the road, because the Warriors have their own journey to go through here. And we're watching what happens to other teams. All of a sudden, Jaren Jackson's out. All of a sudden, Kyrie Irving tears an ACL.
But we got, like, one guy we're about to add.
Yeah, that's how it feels tonight.
Yeah.
What happens tomorrow night? Yeah, you don't know.
You.
I just, that's the way my brain works in moments like this. This is so fun and so unexpected. I want to enjoy it for each game that it brings, and not assume that it's going to look like this, that, or the other 3 weeks from now, because you just don't know. But, man, it's trending in an awesome way.
Man, Steph is averaging 29 a game since Jimmy joined the team.
Woo!
And that includes a game against Charlotte where he played only 23.5 minutes because it was such a blowout. And then the next time against Charlotte, you only played 30. So those numbers would be even more elevated had you had to have Steph Curry play a bunch of minutes. But the one thing, forget the seed and whatever it's going to be down the road, the one thing that makes me a little bit excited is that you might get to a spot and have two or three games at the end of the year where you can just rest guys. And you might be locked into the five. You might be locked into the six. And even if you are fighting for the four, you may not even care about fighting for the four. If you're the five and you have to be on the road against the four, I don't think this team's really going to matter. But get to a spot where you can rest some guys and you can really get yourself ready. Because we think about 2022 and why did they win the title? I do think a big part of it was the fact that Steph Curry sat out the last month maybe a little bit more. Yeah. He was fresh, and you were able to get everybody sharp and ready.
What's he laughing at?
I just got a text from Steiny.
What did he say? Share it with us.
Like, this team is doing something ridiculous to this radio station. So much to the point where Matt Steinmetz just texted me.
Is he leaving his vacation early?
May have to get on the Warriors bandwagon when I get back.
Yeah.
Yay!
That's not the Matt Steinmetz from Mexico.
I told you he was lightweight excited for him before he left, but it's full now, and there's room for him. But how can you not?
Like, I mean, that means
this is incredible.
That also means he's not shooting really well.
Oh, whoa.
If he's thinking about us, if he's thinking about us at 5:06 in South Carolina, dude, he should be.
I texted him at 8 this morning.
He's in Cancun.
He's
in Cancun right now.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Even worse. Even worse, if he's thinking of us when he's in Cancun, I'd argue he's not doing it right.
Yeah, and I would just say this, and I hope he is listening. There's no room for you. You're not welcome.
Wow.
You don't get
Dallas and
you don't get to get on the wagon. Your chance to get on the wagon was a long time ago. Get off my wagon.
This guy is such a D.
It's a fact.
There's always room on their wagon, dude.
They're feeling
not for him.
Man. Why not?
Not for that guy.
Wow.
Not for that guy. The guy who spent 8 years of his career saying that Steph Curry wasn't a real point guard.
He said it was the greatest face of a franchise in the history of sports.
That gets you autographed jerseys.
Yeah. Great. And the guy who picked Dallas in six,
I was
famously,
there. He did that for effect. He took
whatever he did, he did it. He did that thing.
I'm just wondering who's going to be the villain of the station now. I mean, if Steiny's on the wagon,
it's him.
Because when they go out and they lose 3 of 5, he's going to be the first. Well, guys, I mean, we all were a little premature trying to anoint this group. They're too old.
Yep.
And I came in one day, morale was so low for me with this team. I think it was the Utah loss before we found out, the game before we found out Butler was going to be a Warrior. And I swear, he didn't even know. He looked at me like, if Tom Thumb over there has no energy, is despondent about this team, it's bad.
Yeah.
And it kind of shook him because I was like, I was waving the flag. And now I'm ready for the parade.
I'm trying to.
I watched a lot of hoop in my life. Like, okay, see, I know you don't like this, but Willard, I think it's fun when you're feeling good about your team's chances. Like, that's why I was talking about pedigree and experience. And Jimmy Butler has that. No bling yet, but he knows what it takes in the. So. Bring on OKC.
We've never seen you go on these wild swings before.
I've never. Giants have let me down 2 years
in
a row.
The math still works.
So when you ask him not to care, it's like, what request is that?
I'm trying to find new way to describe Steph because I think we're sort of running up against something that doesn't compute. And I'm thinking about like what Shaq said last night where he's like,
he meant it.
Yeah. He's like, look, we gotta start putting this man has to be in the conversation when you start bringing up the biggest names ever. When you start bringing up Jordan and LeBron and Kobe, like Steph deserves to be there.
He's got 4 rings.
Right. But, you know, this station and maybe even this show, right, you guys have talked about the greatest face of an organization ever. That's one way to, like, okay, we've got that. He's not the greatest player of all time, period.
Right.
Like, we're not going to do that, I don't think. He might be the greatest fan experience of all time, though.
Well, wow.
Like, that. I'm trying to figure out where does he fit in this conversation, which is all Shaq was asking for, by the way. He said, let's have the discussion. There is absolutely, to me, and this is coming from somebody now who, right, I was at that starry-eyed age during Jordan. I'm like a early teens, you know, be like Mike,
oh, man.
All of that stuff. And granted, he wasn't a Warrior and Steph is, so maybe that affects this, but I just don't, I don't know that there's ever been an experience like this before for fans with an athlete. Well, I don't know what it compares to.
Their greatest comp is the antithesis of the excitement that Steph brings, but this player was equally efficient, and he probably, during his time, was as good, if not better, than Steph Curry. It's Tim Duncan, and he wasn't eye-poppingly exciting, but just looking at his numbers, he was top five in the MVP 9 of his first 10 years, and he won 4 titles, and he was a 3-time Finals MVP.
He was boring, though. So that,
he was boring.
Yeah, no, and I love him.
That, to me, is the antithesis, which means the opposite of what Steph brings. But when you think about being a Spurs fan, when he got the ball on the left block at 14 feet, it was a bucket. Yeah. He would do his dribble, dribble, nod, nod, turn, bank, and he would score. They didn't lose. He was amazing, but he wasn't this, but in terms of like a guy who played his whole career with one team, and he won 5 rings, Steph has 4, and he was a Finals MVP 3 times. It's kind of an interesting comp to me because Steph is so much more exciting. Steph is maybe the 2nd or 3rd most exciting player ever. You could talk about Jordan and the highlight dunks and the game-winning shots and LeBron and his physicality. And beyond that, who's more exciting than this?
He's one of one.
And exciting is clearly a word, but to me, even deeper, I don't know that there's ever been a more infectious player that I've ever watched play sports. Let's go NFL. Let's go MLB. LeBron, definitely not. You know,
infectious. Barry Sanders. Super infectious.
Yes, but Barry Sanders, he didn't have that. Like, he was so quiet. He didn't have that vibe. There was no showmanship. It was hand the ball to the
ref. But when he got the ball, Barry Sanders got the ball, what he did, nobody else has ever done before.
In team sports.
Patrick Mahomes is not beloved in other cities. You don't go.
Patrick Mahomes is here, half the crowd
is not rooting for Patrick because they're like literally looking at each other.
He's played the quarterback Steph, you know. But he doesn't have that connection with the fans.
To where when you're watching him, you're in the moment literally thinking to yourself, I can't believe that we get to see this.
How about Magic?
Very infectious.
Very infectious.
And he played point guard like no one we'd ever seen before.
No doubt.
With the no look and the ball handling at 6'8", and the way he did it.
That's absolutely infectious. That's a good name. That's a good name. But again, I go even like Magic was very, very infectious, had a big personality, and then also the 48 minutes of the game. Yep. Steph will make people show up 2.5 hours before tip.
It's incredible, man.
And lose their mind. I just don't know. I don't know if there's somebody who matches him.
I think it's hard to compare generations, but...
Yep, that's true, too.
Of this one, I'm right there with you. You guys got Steve Kerr coming up at 2:30.
2:30.
Yep. Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. Right? Keep it locked right here. Thanks, Scoot. We'll talk to you tomorrow on 95.7 The Game.